You're now listening to
Thing About Guys podcast. Hey guys, hi. I'm not sure if you remember us, but I'm Pamlary.
Yeah. Let's just reintroduce ourselves at this point. Like, I can't lie.
It's actually too bad. Like,
there's no amount of sorry we can actually say to you guys.
No. Which is why we're not saying sorry to you guys. Like, we're gonna act like it didn't happen to you guys.
Yeah, we're gonna play dumb.
Yeah, essentially. According to Misha, we've been recorded. So yeah.
Bitch, you're delusional.
No, that's too bad, I can't lie. But yeah, guys, we're back.
You know, it's one of those situations where it's like when you leave something like a little bit for too long, the time just keeps going. Like, yeah, it wasn't like we didn't want to record. It's not like we didn't have things to record, because let me tell you, we have things to record. But like, 1 week turned into, okay, 1 month, let me just do my exam. Okay, let me just graduate. Okay,
no, I vividly remember it was, okay, at that point, like, a lot was just going on. Like, Darren had exams. I was also starting my new role. Like, we just
ended up being, before you even said your new role. You were doing an online course. You also
That is true. Like, I even forgot about that. Like, last year was long, and a lot actually happened last year. So one missed weekend turned to another missed weekend, which turned to a month, which turned
after
to...
After 2 weeks, you said, okay, let's actually just take time off. Focus,
yeah, because a lot is happening.
Mm-hmm. Then by the time we said, okay, let's come back, more started happening. It was just like,
yeah,
when are we gonna do this? And then we were like, we didn't wanna just give like supper like content, we want to do it well.
We were making
excuses for ourselves, but we're here, sure.
No, I think the key thing is just finding that balance between everything. Like, I feel like in life, a lot is always going to be happening. So you just have to kind of like carve out time for what's important and shit like that. So moving forward, that's what we're going to do. Like,
yeah. You know. But anyway, quick updates. For those of you who don't know, I finished my master's in Manchester.
Woohoo! Wow!
Let's relax. Let's just say, like, COVID is honestly an enemy of progress, because I've not graduated from undergrad or masters, but that's okay. Time will tell.
Like, no, our undergrad graduation since 2020, you guys, is happening this year, like 2022. Like,
we've 2 years happening.
No, stop that. So it's going to happen. Like, it has to happen. Like,
anyway, so I've finished that. Luckily for me, or should I say, thankfully, like, thank God, the day I finished my master's, I started a new job, whatever. See, my biggest fan, y'all.
Guy, anyway, like, imagine me not gassing.
I moved back to London. Well, let me actually say I moved to London. Let me not say back, because I never really lived in London. I was always anyway, I've moved to London. Navigating that was stressful. This place is too fucking ridiculous. And then, and then the other stuff will come in other episodes. You guys will understand.
The other stuff.
Yeah, but it's just a quick update.
Quick recap.
How about you?
I finished my online course thingy, and I started a new job as well. Y'all already know I've been back. During guest house. y'all already know I've been back in Lagos. It's been a year. I didn't feel like saying that out loud, because like, how has it been a year since I've been back? But within that year, okay now. But yeah, I started a new role, and yeah, that's essentially what I've been up to. It's been a bit somehow like navigating work / you know, your social life, but I feel like I'm getting the hang of it. Like, regardless, there's always time to enjoy. Like, I guess carve out time to enjoy.
I feel like work has made me even like value my weekends more. Like, I try and enjoy more now than before. Like, I didn't understand the value of,
because Saturday, it's like, you know, once Monday comes, like, you're back to work.
Bruh. Okay, we have a lot to tell the people, and I'm going to hand over to Pamiri to decide in her heart and mind of mind to speak. Just start, because if I start with what I want to start with, you might not be pleased.
So I don't. The thing is, you guys, there was no memo for this episode, so I don't know what this. I don't know what this baby's talking about. But you know what? Okay. I'm gonna dive right in say what I think.
Trust your instincts. Just trust your instincts. Just go right ahead.
Okay. So you guys, this is the last time we recorded. So now, I was on streets. So I was a single lady. I left streets briefly. I left streets. Then for some time I was on the pavements, like just like on the side tracks, and then
the sideline.
It's officially a new year, and I'm officially back on road. But yeah, like I don't even know if that's what you wanted me to start with, but I knew she just wanted me to get that out of the way. Like
that was just a preliminary. That's just even I didn't say that word well. Preliminary.
Preliminary. Yeah, something whatever. Along those lines.
Let me just use the word preamble.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
That's just a preamble, because that's another serious conversation.
Wait, so that's not even what you wanted me to say?
No, I just but yeah, shout out you.
No. This girl is not okay. But there was no how I was gonna tell you guys that, because that's a major change since we last recorded, like 100%. Like I feel like
me on the other hand, I've seriously been on road. So
Darren is living that single life. One thing I've learned about myself is, I feel like when I'm single, I feel like when I'm single, as if I've not been single all my life till just recently. I feel like when I'm single, I am really single. Like I enjoy being single, but also just being in a relationship. I actually kind of like that, like security / stability type of vibe. Like I wouldn't mind. No, let me not say that, because I don't want these guys to think I'm a softie, but like I feel like
what
I'm very
fuck were you gonna say?
No, don't worry about that. I feel like I'm very extreme on two sides. Like I can't say which I prefer more. I like both
you
of
think,
them quite
you equally. Think you're extreme on two sides?
Babe, first of all
you think? Okay.
Over I don't to know you. That. Thank you.
I don't know that side of you, Sha, but okay.
Over to you.
Yeah, I've really and truly, my stories come when they want to come. But you all know that I'm a Sagittarius. I have issues. I can't just date. It doesn't work like that. Like, bruh. I don't want to date and have to cheat. So I'd rather not date. So
fair enough. I feel like it's only been maybe once Darren has ever been serious about somebody in her whole life. Like since I've known her. I mean,
you almost said in my whole life. Are you crazy?
I corrected myself, but as long as I've known you, Sha, you've only really ever been serious about one particular nigga. Like
that's
I don't know if that's
true.
Oh, sorry. It's been actually two. About that guy. I'm thinking about the important one. That one's not okay. But yeah, at least
which is the wait. Which is the important one?
No, Darren, we can't be doing code here now. Like,
no, but I actually want to know.
No, but if I say it's gonna be a dead giveaway, and I don't even want to like say
okay,
it because I don't
just
know.
Just say the year.
What year was this? 2019. Was it 2019?
Okay. It's okay. I know.
No, that's
okay.
That's the one I keep forgetting.
Oh yeah, that one is easily forgettable because
exactly. Exactly. But I don't know if it's a Sagittarius thing, but yeah, Darren, don't be taking niggas like seriously.
Yeah, because everything men just lie. Like this, please. There's no reason to believe. Anyway, no, we're not starting this year like this.
Yeah, I can't lie. No, I was about to say we're not doing that because, like, this is the last time we recorded, and now, like, we've plus one, both of us, like, literally.
Fair.
That's been a major thing. I didn't celebrate because I always have birthday anxiety. Like, everyone knows this. And then after, I'm always now like, why didn't I celebrate? Because, like, I wish I would have. Do you get that type of feeling? I don't know if you get it, because, to be fair, you'd be celebrating your birthday, actually.
Yeah,
even if it's just is what forced. Oh yeah, you, yeah.
I never intend to celebrate. It's like I, in fact, come January, I'm always like, this year I'm not doing anything. Then come November, they'll, because obviously my dad and I have the same birthday. They will now be like, oh, Quillen wants to do
let's
this,
just
do that.
Do something. And I'm yeah. Like,
what does that
How
have
does
to do with
feel?
Me? To what, to have the same birthday?
Yeah, as your dad, like it just seems like a lot.
It's just random as fuck. Like, why? Like, what?
Like, the exact same day, not even the
just,
day after.
They're literally 365 days in the year. Like, why? It's random as fuck. Like, why did we have to have the same, the exact same birthday?
Like, but, quite literally the same 24 hours. Like, you guys were born on the same day.
All my 23 years of life, we have never not celebrated together. So, I don't even know what it would be like, how it would feel, or what it would be like.
What it would be like, yeah. I guess you actually never know. Yeah, I feel like,
I mean,
maybe...
let's not say never. Like, let's, if I date somebody now in the next 3 years and I want to do vacation for my birthday, sorry, Kule, but I'm freeing you. Like, and we're not celebrating.
It's not
together.
Even that. Like, I just feel like as you get older, like, it just wouldn't be a thing. Like, because right now, you're still very much like. And to be fair, it's also hard because your birthday is December, and December you're always around family. So
family. Yeah,
it's kind of fun. Yeah, it's kind of natural to just okay, let's just you get. Do you know what I just remembered when we said the same 24 hours? Kenga.
Eh? What?
Oh, it's not. Derry is always scared. It's not a DP. Is that whole Molly May P when she was like, oh, we have the same. Did you not see that? Was that on Insta?
I did. I saw
on Twitter, yeah. And
the
I was just
is,
like, huh?
I don't want people to come for me, oh.
Ah,
but...
Derry, what do you want to say?
No, relax.
Ah,
but like, yeah. I get, like, what she was trying to say, but she didn't say it well. And honestly, she's not even the right person to be saying this, first of all. Like,
okay,
yeah, literally,
what exactly do you think she said this, correct?
What she tried to say, she said, technically, there is 24 hours in the day. Blah, blah, blah. Like, technically, there's...
Babe, we
know,
babe, we know. But, like, is she crazy?
I know,
technically, there's
24
hours in the
day. That's what she tried to say, but, like, She just sounded stupid. And also, I think she tried to just push her luck because she even tried to say, like, oh, I said this before and people just didn't understand. They
like,
took it the wrong way. If you said it before and you got away with this, you now came back to say it again? It's the audacity for me.
I was just like, what made you do this? Like, they literally came for you and you thought maybe let me remix it. She didn't even remix it. She just said, you know what? I'm going to give you the same bullshit, just different platform. Like, huh? Like,
and what's irritating is that I know, even though we didn't like, no, why, well, let me not say nobody, but between you and I know none of us have watched the full video, but I know that the question that they must have asked her is, oh, you know, your success today, you and PLT, blah blah, like, how did you get here, instead of you to just have a personal answer, like, oh, what I did, you know, I'm thankful to my fans, I'm thankful to my life. She now came to say, you know, I strongly believe that everybody has the same 24 hours in the day. If you honestly believe and you strive and you just do the best that you can and use your time wisely. And are you crazy? Like, that's the
first
most
of all,
white thing I've ever heard.
First of all, is this accent for me? Is this like, is it Molly May I did record with those? Like,
yeah. Fuck off.
It's just like, she knows that deep down what she's saying is not okay because, yeah, we all have the same 24 hours. Like, duh, but it's like, you can't dispute the fact that opportunities are distributed non-linearly, like...
Do you know what was funny?
To everyone, like, chill.
Somebody was like, I never thought that Tommy Fury was the brains in the relationship and I died.
And you know, the truth is, I still feel like he's not even the brain. So that relationship, who is thinking for them? Like, bruh.
Nobody.
They're running on vibes bruh. On vibes in that relationship. It's just like, man.
I'm feeling vibes.
Stop that. Sorry. Oh my God. Speaking of, I'm feeling vibes. You guys, I'm seriously loving, what's her name? Aria Star.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that's just killing me because at work, I was in a meeting and this guy was playing that song in the background. What's it called again? Bloody Samaritan. And the guy was like, who sang this song? Arya Stark? As in Game of Thrones.
Oh, God. What's Stark?
You guys,
You guys, I had to unmute myself to laugh. Like, I was like, huh? What did you just say there? Like,
do you think he knew? Like, was he trying to be funny or like he does?
No, the thing is, he wasn't even trying to be funny. I don't know why he had any kid. Like, I honestly, to these days, I can never know, but it was funny as hell. Like, Arya Stark, like, is in the middle of fighting White Walkers that she went to go and record. She went to go and record Bloody Survivor.
Maybe the person, I can't even give any excuse for this person. This is just, that's just dumb. No. Because Arya Stark is a fictional character. So she now gets to make music outside.
I think maybe the Arya threw him off.
Fun facts for our listeners. The actor, so Grey Worm in Game of Thrones. Well, his
Grey
real
Worm,
name.
Grey Worm. Grey
that's the
Worm.
Black guy that liked Missandei.
Ah, okay, okay, the, my nigga. Okay, okay.
Before he started acting.
The one that had him after.
Exactly. And before he started acting and even after, like, he's actually like a recording artist. Like, he's a singer. Like, his name is Riley Ritchie and he has mad tunes. Like, he even has a song with Stormzy. Like, he's British. Like,
I saw this.
I freaking love his music.
Yeah, I actually saw this. It was so random. And I think it's even you that yanned me. Yeah, I don't know why when it comes to music, like, she's just kind of like random. Like, why you listen to Grey Worm? I mean, Grey.
No. What's the guy's name? Like, his name is Riley.
I know him as Grey Worm. Thanks, babe. Thank you. Yeah. And speaking of music, it's just like, I wish I had your, what's the word, willingness to listen to new stuff. You know I have that problem when it comes to...
I think your issue is in general, you're just stubborn because it's not only music. If I say Pamela, watch, she won't watch. So I just keep it to myself.
No, don't. Just, please don't give up on me because...
No, you keep saying this. No, but it's been like 5 years. I'm giving up, babe.
No, because I've started Drive to Survive. And the thing is, you put me on, though, but I told you
Drive to Survive maybe like in October.
Yeah, Aaliyah now puts it back in my mind. Yeah. And that's when I was like, okay, you know what? I don't know. You guys, I swear, I have no idea what it is. Maybe it is stubbornness, but it's just kind of like, why do I have to do that? Like, okay, yeah, I know this album is new, but like, because you dropped it today doesn't mean I need to listen to it today. Like, what is it? And also, I think it's a P of, I don't want to say like I feel comfortable with things I'm familiar with, if that makes sense, but not in a like stuck in a loop kind of way.
Do you just know the like, type of person you are? You're the type of person, obviously, I know you're not, but you're the type of person that like, if everybody says, oh, Beyonce is the greatest, you say, nah, she's not.
You're crazy.
That's the vibe you're giving. Because you say, Pamela, watch, you say, nah, I'm not watching.
I think that's totally different. Like, I feel like I have no problem when you come and say, Pamela, watch, nah. No. I have no problem acknowledging, like, facts. But it's just like, why do I have to do it? I think it's the urgency of it. Why do I have to do it now? Like, do you get what I mean? Why now? Like, why can't you give me
you
space?
Just like being close to the status quo, man.
No. And the thing is, honestly, like the vibe I'm giving off is probably like she thinks she's so cool and different. but you guys, I swear, like during noses, I've had this problem for like ages.
Ever.
I don't do it on purpose. I swear, like I know I'm unique and all of that. But
sorry.
I'm not doing this to be like, oh, let me stand out. Like, I literally wish I could do that. Like, The Weeknd's album now, like, I'm just plotting and planning when I'll listen.
No, but that's different. I don't even think I'm going to listen to Don FM. Someone has to just tell me, okay, these three songs are good, and then I'll find my way there. And that one, I don't have the energy for. Hey!
You know I had to break out into song. Like, imagine me not. And it's just like, even CLB as well, when CLB came out, it's only because like...
Stop. Why did you say CLB? Why didn't you just say Certified Lover? And I hate that I knew what you were talking about. Like, are you okay?
Wait, are you okay, Derry? Like, is the album not CLB? Like,
you're freaking weird. It's Certified Lover Boy.
Wait, like, you guys.
You always do things. Like, you always put things into acronyms. Like, who asked you?
No, I swear, you guys. You know what? We're going to have this, not discussion, but you guys let us know. Is it bad that I just said CLB? That's not bad. I swear,
okay, but
it's not bad.
Assuming now I didn't know, and I'll be like, oh, what? See, you're lucky that I haven't. that black brain, you know, like on Twitter when they put like 10,000 letters together, then you can still read it as a sentence.
Oh my god,
I hate that for us.
They will literally say, "Get your ass in the motherfucking car before I beat your ass." And you will literally know every single thing. I don't know why that is. It's no, but this CLB one, like, I swear it's written somewhere, says my lover boy CLB. Like, let's be real. And I feel like everybody.
I understood you, but like, you always say acronyms.
Okay,
you could have said certified lover boy, but you said CLB. Why?
Okay, you know what?
That's like me saying, "Oh, Pamela, you're really annoying me, SMH."
No, Darren, that's not the same thing. That's not the same thing because Drake himself has acknowledged that certified lover boy is CLB. You can't say that. Like, it's okay, not weird it's the same, that I just the same said thing. CLB.
Okay, listen, it's like me saying, you asking me like, "Oh, like, Darren, what should we do tomorrow?" And I'll be like, "IDC."
Darren, I get what you mean.
Because everybody has acknowledged that I don't care is IDC. So we understand. But why am I saying IDC? Just say I don't care.
You don't understand. Didn't Drake say CLB out soon or something? I went on Instagram to search for Drake and I typed Drake as in Drake. I went to type Drake. I'm not like, did Drake delete his Instagram or what? Nah. No, champagne Cappy. He literally said CLB. Like, and do you know what's
because worse? He's writing it. I'm telling you now. Like, I know. Like, if Drake was on this podcast, they'll say, "Oh yeah,
you guys,
he's gonna say certified lover boy."
No,
so who are you to say CLB?
On the 13th of September 2021, Drake posted a picture, and it literally says CLB. There's no certified lover boy in sight. Like, I'm gonna die on this hill. But the thing is, I understand what you're saying. I do be putting short form of words, yeah. And what's shocking me the most about this is that this particular CLB situation, everybody I've spoken to about this album says CLB. Daring, I kid you not. Like,
it's a Lagos thing.
It's been a while since I've heard certified lover boy. I'm going to just skip over that Lagos comments because you're not okay. Like, yeah, Jenny, not all right.
No, but okay, the last thing I'm going to say is the people who you're having these conversations with, is it not via text?
No, even in person. Like, my ex can testify to that. I do be saying CLB and he'll be saying CLB back to me. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay, but maybe just...
This was your man at the time. He has to back you now.
Are you crazy? Yeah. What does that even mean? Like, what does that actually mean?
Child.
Yeah, you're not okay. But okay. Yeah, I do be doing that. I'm fond of that.
Very fond
but
of
sorry.
Let, another example. Even though we're gonna move on from this because it's dragging. But no, I just have to get my points across. We'll be talking Pamela and we'll be like, "Yeah, you know, assuming that I'm going to work tomorrow, i.e. I'm going to the office." Why?
okay. But i.e. it's a word, like it's a thing. Like,
but you don't say i.e., that... you text it, you message it, you type it.
Okay, but who said that i.e. is subject to only text messages? Like, why are we limiting the English language to text and essays? Like, why can we not just speak freely?
That's not the English language. You're breaking it. It's like broken. You might as well. You could have said, "I'm going to work tomorrow." For example, I'm actually going to the office, as opposed to saying,
"I can say IE if I want to." Like, Darren, free me. Like, get off my dick. Like,
no,
get
no.
off. But yeah, I do get what you mean. It's quite random.
Speaking of work tomorrow, I actually have like this presentation type thing that I need to do, and it just like sparked something into my brain that I feel like when you were a child and you were in school and you had to like read, like let's say like it's comprehension or you're reading a book or whatever, and they'll be like, "Oh, everybody should read one page," and then the next person reads the next page out loud to the whole class. That's where my anxiety stems from. Because, no, let me explain. That was character building. Because you will know that tomorrow I'm reading page. You have counted in the class where you're sitting. I'm reading page 20. You start practicing at home.
Wait, they even give you guys what's the word? They told you guys what you're going to read. Guy, in GSL on site, we're reading this book, starts here. Bam.
Let me tell you, to all the teachers out there, that's where anxiety starts from. It stems from there. Because now, why am I here sitting down thinking, fuck, tomorrow I have to present. Should I write a script? Or should I think beforehand? like why can't I just go and speak?
We're laughing about these things, but it's not funny because it just goes to show like how like some stuff can be so deep rooted. Like obviously I know it's not deep. Do you get what I mean? Or is this I'm not sure if you want to unpack that.
It's not. I'm not unpacking. It was just funny to me. Like I just like thought like yeah like Darren this is definitely
knows, the Darren knows I love unpacking stuff here like quite literally. But yeah, that's just where like it's so weird how like things that happen like in your childhood can be so deep rooted. Like do you get what I mean?
Do you know what I think is similar to that? When you do dancing competition at your party and say, is she the winner? They'll say, yes!
Guys, no! That thing can
why,
make
why is everybody shouting for one person and not the don't other person?
Don't say, bye-bye, you will not be, you'll have to break that, yay, I'm not good enough. And the thing is,
I danced my best dance.
Guy, you will literally, you will quite literally think you did the damn thing and they will say, get out, get off the dance floor. Like, it's honestly crazy. Assuming the MC now should say, okay, this person was better than this, but you still showed us some good moves. Everybody clap for her. You feel different now. Mm. As opposed to saying bye-bye and you'll just... That's it. Like, nah. Like, I was literally listening to a podcast this morning on, like, not on this, but on how, like, the way people go about delivery in different ways could change your outlook. Like, let's say you did, and this took me back to one time in uni, let's say you did a test or something and you studied your ass off for that test. I know we've all been there, you've studied, but then the results come out and it's just like, huh? Like, surely it can't be me that wrote this paper. Yeah. And then is a different case if like the teacher should come back to you and be like, I know it seems like you just didn't do well, but I feel like you have good for it. Like you have space to improve and I'm going to challenge you to do better. Like, you're smart, but I want you to work hard. Like, that type of thing, as opposed to just seeing a paper where they've marked red, they've circled this, underlined this. And it was just like, man, you know what? I would have loved that, like, my whole time in uni, someone to just tell me, you know what, girl? You got it. Just, like, you know, study a bit more, or, like, you know, put your back into it, because you will not be feeling like you don't know stuff, Julia, and that shit follows you. Like, sorry to go all deep, but yeah, like, bruh. Just let's all do better going forward. Like, give that little bit of encouragement. Like, it sticks with guys. For sure, for sure.
Something happened to me yesterday, y'all. I took my booster shots and I was bullying. Like, so I took it at 4 p.m. cheekily so that I could leave work early. Like, I didn't want to, I said I'm taking my booster shots. You can't expect me to come back. You can't expect me to come back to work and they're still closed at 5:30. Like, impossible. So I ended my day at 4, took my booster shots, came back, entered bed, booed everything. You guys wouldn't believe, like, I thought I was high as fuck. Like, it was as if I louded. I think they actually injected me with loud. Yeah. And my body doesn't take too loud because it will almost be 2 years since the last time, like, I've ever smoked or anything.
Quit. Yeah.
So yesterday night was, I was also, I had my bullying lights on, everything. Like, I thought I was high as fuck. Like,
wait, so are you sure they didn't inject you?
Bruh. Like, I was having munchies, I was tired, I crashed, I woke up, I ate popcorn, I like all sorts of rubbish yesterday night. And then, you know, when you actually know you're high is when you start thinking about just stupid things. Like, I think I was watching something and then someone was like, oh yeah, but I'm an honest liar. I said, can you be an honest liar?
Doesn't that contradict?
But your guy, I was plotting and thinking. I said,
Dave, this is fucking killing me. Let me hurry up and go and take my booster. Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. I literally couldn't believe it. Like, it was ridiculous. But I just so say random. Whatever it is that they are doing, they are doing. And I took Moderna. If that helps anybody, I'll just tell you now.
Yeah. So if you guys are looking for that pick me up, make sure you go get your Moderna booster shot. You know, go and relax.
But can you actually be an honest liar? Let's say I'm a liar, but I'm honest about this. Like, I'm honest and I lie. Surely I'm an honest man.
What? I think it's very possible. Like, but then again, that it goes against lying because lying is you're not being honest. So why would you be honest about lying? You lie but that's and you
like,
move on.
But that's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I lied and so what? I'm honest about it.
True. But then that then begs the question. You're not honest in the moment. Yeah. Oh, yes. Why did you even lie in the first place?
If you don't give a fuck, why did you lie?
If you're going to still come back and admit that you lied, why would you lie? Like, the whole point of lying is so that no one finds out the truth. Triggers. But I do get that when confronted, you can be like, no, actually, no. That doesn't sit right with me. Because when you're confronted, you're supposed to take that lie to the grave. You're not
to the grave.
To the depths. Like, you're not even supposed to admit that, okay, yeah, I lied. Like, no, you can't be an honest liar. Long story short, like, you either are honest or you're a liar.
I really like that saying. I don't know. There's something about it. Maybe because
which saying?
An honest liar. Like, there's something about it that I freaking love.
Can you,
like,
I know you were probably high off your shit, but can you remember what context they used it in? Yeah, this babe can never remember.
I think so the guy just said, I'm honest. And his friend was like, no, you're not. But he was like, no, no.
He now admitted that he's an honest liar.
His friend was like, but you're a liar. But he was like, but I'm honest about this. And his friend was like, but no, you're not. But he was like, but I wouldn't lie that I lied.
Like, oh, okay. I get what you mean. Like, yeah, that's still the same thing we're saying. Yeah. You can't be an honest liar. You have to just lie and that's the end of it. Seal it, throw it away. Like, misplace the key. Like, yeah.
You know when you lie that you even convince yourself that it's true? That's the type of liar that I want to be.
No, I feel like, do you know why I can't be that type of liar? Because it goes against my self-awareness, Kini. Like, I have to be aware that I'm lying. I can't be delusional, do you get? No. Once you've convinced yourself that your lie is the truth, you're delusional.
That's a very dangerous position to be in.
Guy, being delusional, no one can tell you anything because you just convinced yourself, yeah, this is it. No, babe. No, it's not that. Mm-mm. Like, let's all keep our self-awareness peace with us because self-awareness is the best thing you could do for yourself. Just, yeah. Putting that out there.
Pam motivates.
You guys, this is why I don't like Yanni because of this bitch. Like, she always has something to say. But now, like, don't you agree? Like... Yes.
I do agree. I was having a conversation with Miriam the other day and I said like to her that I feel like I think she said there was like a Twitter like I don't want to call it challenge or thread or whatever going around being like, oh, tell your friends what their red flags are or whatever. Or ask your friends what they think your red flag is about yourself or something like that. Yeah. So she asked me, she was like, what do you think your red flag is? And I was like, I think one of my issues is that if I don't care, could be a walking, living, breathing person, that would be me.
Be you.
So, like, I can't now say that I'm really self-aware. Like, I just don't care about a lot of things, and it's to my detriment sometimes. Like, I should care, but I don't give a fuck. Like, it takes too much energy from me. Like, I'm not going to allow it. I just don't care.
No, you don't understand. I get that you think that's a red flag, but acknowledging that that is one of your biggest red flags is self-awareness. Like, do you get what
fair,
I mean?
Fair,
like,
fair, fair.
That is self-awareness. Assuming someone came up to you and was like, Darian, I can't lie, you're just somehow, you don't care about anything. You're like, that's not me. Like, you're not even, you don't even know that about you. That's when you lack that self-awareness. So you do have that. No. You guys, like, I don't even know when this journey began, but I've been on a journey, sure, like, just learning about myself, about stuff in general. Like, ask me anything, guys. Oh my gosh.
Pam Larry read one book, let me tell you guys. Just one. She read The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, and that was the beginning of the end.
You guys, that was actually the turning point. And I know people have mixed reviews about that book. Some say it's trash, the guy's saying rubbish. Some people say it was enlightening. But for me, I feel like everything that was in that book, Darren, I'm going to need you to stop giggling.
Sorry.
I feel like everything in that book, I kind of knew. But it's just like reading it. You guys, I don't be reading. Like, let's be real. Like, if someone asks me to read something, I'm just always lazy. Like, why should I read this? So it took everything in me. And also, the book was a gift. So it's like, I'm going to read it. But it was that book.
Gifter.
No, yeah, no, I knew. Like, I put it there specifically because I knew you were going to say something about it.
Okay.
That book was so refreshing, guys. I feel like it changed my outlook on things. Not even changed, but it kind of gave me more information to, like, you know where I stand on some of the things that were discussed there. But no, I do recommend. I'm going to reread it soon, just based on vibes. Like, as I reread it this time, I'm going to take notes. Last time I just read for reading's sake, and look at how much I retained. So I'm going to read it and, like, you know, take notes and shit, like, read a girl, haha. Yeah.
Nah, bye.
Right, so, like, based on, like, what Miriam said, what do you think? You know what, let's switch it up a bit. I kind of want to say, Darren should say my red flags and I'll say hers, but I don't trust this girl. Like, that's how she dig up. No, I don't think I'm ready for that. So just say what you think your own is.
Why are you afraid now?
Okay, you know what? I'm a big girl, actually. Say, let's do for each other. Let's do for each other. Should I start?
Sure.
Okay, so I don't even think this is a red flag.
Don't sugarcoat it. Just
no,
say
I'm not gonna sugarcoat it, babe. You know what you said, like, you feel like you don't care about stuff. I think that's actually kind of not even false, but I feel like you do care about stuff, but based on, like, you don't want to.
I don't care enough though.
Yeah, but I feel like based on you don't want to maybe quote unquote face it head on, you do that thing where it's like, okay, you know what, I just don't care about it, but it's still kind of like lingering in the back of it. That's why I said I don't think it's a red flag, because that's not a bad thing. You're not hurting anybody.
I promise you it doesn't linger.
Okay, so just say your own then, because clearly I don't know you. So
this is the fun of it. No, but go on. Is that the only one you had? You just said the same thing I said. You didn't say anything.
We'll do back and forth. I have to think, because okay. Really, actually,
cool. I think one of your red flags is
also, I asked this on my Instagram story. Based on Darian's off social, she didn't know this, but nobody said anything. Yeah, nobody said it. I put it on my close friends, dude. Nobody said anything too seriously. They're saying stuff like, I'm a babe, I'm cute. I'm like, this is what I asked you guys. I'm like, this is what I asked you guys.
Guys are using QI. Guys.
But to be fair, I did get one that I thought about, and I'll remix it. I don't think it's a red flag, but I do think it's something I need to work on. I'm very irritable. I do get angry quite easily. Although, I mean, this is not even me defending myself, because I know that about myself. Like, a lot of things can set me off quite quickly. But I've actually come a long way in that. Like, you guys don't understand, like, the rate at which I used to vex before, my God. Like, I was just, and this is probably why, I was just always so unhappy. Like, when you're harboring negative, holding grudges, fighting with this person did.
Yeah, basically fighting yourself.
You're literally fighting an internal war, not even a battle, a war. Because I'm holding on to, this person did, I'm going to vex, I'm not good. Guy, you can give somebody a headache. I do acknowledge that I'm still very much irritable, but I will also acknowledge that I've come a long way. So, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. That was the only serious one I got. Everything else. Oh, and I also got I don't call my friends, which I can't lie.
Fair.
That one, okay, I don't think know what to tell you.
One of your other red flags is that you don't listen to yourself.
Mm?
Yeah, you don't listen to yourself. Pamela will say, okay, today's the last day. I'm not going out again today. Like, I've had enough. I'm not going out again this month. I've had enough. I want to focus on me. Do this, do that. Tomorrow say, oh, babe, I'm out.
Okay. I don't think that's a red flag, but I get that. I kind of like, I do be doing that a lot. Mm. I just feel like when there's new information, you can make
new decisions.
Yes, no, and that's not a crime. I feel like as a society, we as a people,
it's okay. Ah, please.
Yeah, I feel like we're allowed to change our minds based on new information. Do you get?
No problem.
And honestly, I feel like I'm even on that and stuff that I'm not even strict with myself about. Like, imagine you're not going out now. Like, how? Even as I was saying it, did I even believe myself? Like, you get, but I can't lie. Guy, I do that quite a number of times. Let me not lie.
Another one of Jane's red flags. She just ghosts.
She okay, leaves. But how is that a red flag?
No, explain. Just she goes like.
Because my life is for me. I'm me alone.
And that's fair enough. She just ghosts. Like, that's it. Is it that you don't have red flags? Nothing is really coming to my head. Or maybe I need to deep dive. No. Not that. That's what makes me cute. Oh my God. Thing. We'll come back to it. When we've made a proper memoir, we can think about it. We'll come back to the red flags.
Sure.
But yeah, no, think ghosting is healthy. You also ghost more often.
Yeah, just think of yourself first. Like, it's your life. If that's what's going to be good for you, then do you know what's
funny? I don't even ghost more time to, like, better myself. I ghost because I don't give a fuck about what y'all are doing. Like, I don't want to see. Like, that's... Not even on a violent PR, I don't give a fuck. But I actually just don't care. Like, I don't want to see. Like, it's not adding anything to me. Like, I'm uninterested.
Hashtag different. Hashtag fuck y'all.
That's part of the whole I don't care. Like, I genuinely don't care. But... Everybody would be thinking, oh, so, like when I was talking to some people, they were like, where have you been? Like, are you actually okay? Like, what's up? I was like, I'm completely fine. Like, I just, because I'm not seeing what y'all are doing, doesn't mean something's up with me.
But then again, I also feel like people kind of, it's not abnormal to just not be on social media. I feel like because
it's not abnormal to y'all. I can go a whole year if I need to.
Yeah, that's why it's like, that, like, someone not even being on social media shouldn't even be a thing of, oh, are you okay? Like, are people just not allowed to not be on social media anymore? Do you get what I mean? Like, yeah. I remember I took, like, I was barely a week into, so ending of November, I took a 2-week, I was fasting for 2 weeks, and I just did a social media break. And I remember, like, 3 people were messaging me on WhatsApp, like, are you good? I realized that. I'm just like, it's not even been a week. Like, it just even highlighted the fact that maybe I even overuse my social media. Because how are y'all noticing after just barely a week that I'm not on social media again? When I'm not an influencer, like...
Don't kill me. I don't think it's overusing, but I think in some regard, it's like disassociation. Because a lot of time you don't... Well, okay, let me use me. Let me not say you. Me in particular. Like, I don't really use WhatsApp. I don't go out of my way to message people. Whereas if you're watching someone's story and you quick react or you say something, then they know you're there. And for that's kind of like the small interaction. So someone can be like, oh, hi, is this person? And you're like, oh, I saw that they were doing this yesterday. They're fine. You think you've had a conversation, you think you've caught up, but you actually haven't, but just because of what you're seeing. So when you don't have that middle thing there, you actually have to go out of the way and try
to message people.
You know what I mean? And then it now looks like, oh, I get this a lot. Some people will be like, you don't care about your friends. You don't love us. You hate us, actually. No, that's not... It's a two-way thing. No, I don't care. Like, it's not like that. So
Okay. Right, guys. Anyways, child.
No. This episode has been a hill. We entered deep. We came out. We laughed. We said, ha-ha. We entered again. We came out.
Guy, I'm about to enter another deep one, just based on this checking up on people thing, because I've not even really deep. It's just something I've noticed. Like, first of all, the phone goes both ways. I just want to say that, first of all. And, like, I don't know if this makes me somehow... Trust me, I've had an internal battle about it so many times, but, like, I just don't care about what's happening in other people's lives. I'm not even on a social media I love you, but I don't really want to know what you did last weekend. Like, do you get what I mean? Like, it's that checking up thing. I have a problem with checking up with people. It's really, really bad. And I don't even know if it's bad or if it's just something that it is. What do you think? Like, I don't go out of my way to check up on people. And I know it's bad. Well, I said I don't know it's bad, but now I'm saying it's bad. I just feel like you hold your friends to a particular standard. So it's not wrong for me to, think that, okay, if
I was... Okay, but think about it this way. Do you want people to check up on you or not?
Not necessarily. I can't lie.
Okay. Like, well, then if that's how you feel, then it's not bad, because it's only bad if you're saying, oh, you don't check for me, but you want to be checked up on. If you don't care either way, then I guess it's fine.
No, for sure. I don't want to say I genuinely, because it comes and goes, but I've just realized I don't care about stuff like that anymore. Replies, like when someone is like, you send a message. Now when I send a message, unless it's like something I've asked you or it's an urgent P, I send a message and that's it. You can reply me whenever you want to reply me. Jiggers. Whereas before, like, I would be waiting. Anyways, because I didn't have much to do before. Do you understand? I'm just that guy. Like, I'll be like, this person has not replied me. This is it. And it's like, we put so much, and I'm not saying we, because I don't think anyone really does that anymore. If you still do that, check on yourself. Like, why are you waiting on the phone or someone's replies? There's more to life than that. Let's be real. Like, don't do that to yourself. It also just causes unnecessary, like, waiting slash anxiety slash headache. Like, just free it, she gets. Yeah, essentially.
Breathe out, girl. That was a hot take.
Bruh, like, I've just been like, am I somehow, am I not? But like you said, if I don't care that you're not checking up on me, then I don't care to check up on you either. But I also feel like, I also feel like, you know, you have this community of people, and by community of people, I just mean friends. Don't look at the English.
Don't kill me.
I just mean friends, and it's like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? The English is escaping my mind, boys. Putting effort into nurturing your friendships, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Does that make sense? And in order to nurture your friendships, you need to do stuff like, you know, check up on people. How are you? Or this reminded me of you. Or let's go on a lunch date. Or let's do this. But it's like, what then happens if you don't have the energy to do all that?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm... We're having a discussion. What do you think about it?
If you don't have the energy, then you go back, refuel yourself, like, you know, and come back when you're ready. Like, there's no pressure. Like, if I don't know what you did this weekend, the life as we know it is not going to end. Like, what's the big deal? Like,
that's quite
and how often should you check up on? We honestly sound like we care people here, but that's not the point I'm trying to come across.
It's not the point. So you guys listen to the message, the deep message. Because please,
I don't know, life has just taught me that, in fact, no, it's okay.
No, no, it's actually... no. You're gonna say what you're gonna say.
No, it's okay. Just in all things do you, period, end of story.
And in all things give thanks, amen, hallelujah, praise God.
Don't kill me, but yeah, that's how I feel.
That's fair enough. I don't know why it's been such an internal battle, but I guess I can lay it to rest now. Yeah, essentially.
Like, that's one thing that pained me in Dubai. There were so many, like, circumstances. I was like, I need to be pinging right now. I need to be doing this and that right now. Like, but you cannot do drugs in Dubai. Do you want to be in prison?
Are you kidding? So is it that people just don't do drugs, or they do, but you won't know where they are doing it?
Either they do and you won't know, or like the people who are doing have connections. Like maybe they know a sheikh's son or something. Because one of my brother's friends who actually lives in Dubai was telling us, like, he knew this white boy or whatever who used to play like semi-professional football or whatever, came to Dubai and obviously hits him up like, hey, we should hang out, because obviously he lives in Dubai. So hits him up like, oh, we should hang out, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And literally, like, on his way to meet my brother's friend, the police had pulled him over, and they found CBD oil in his pocket, and they gave him like something like 5 years in prison. They said they don't know where he is today. Nobody has heard of him.
Oh my gosh, is that deep? Is that peak,
girl?
Is that deep?
Don't be fucking around.
That's actually peak. Speaking of police just pulling up on niggas. I was leaving a friend's place one faithful evening. My friend was driving, a guy, male, me, female. And police stopped us. At this point, I'm thinking it's like, what, 1 a.m.? So a little bit past, quote-unquote, curfew. And he had already yarned before that police be stopping him because they just feel like he's that nigga. And by that nigga, I mean like
big boss.
Not big boss. So that nigga that you're doing something bad, essentially. Like they just always feel like, yeah. So they stopped him and they were hell-bent that, you know what, this guy is shady. Like there's something up. Search your boots. They're like, search your bag. All this. Found nothing. I'm just sitting pretty in the passenger seat because usually this discussion is between the boys, you get me? And then the guy is like, let me see what's in your bag. And at first I'm thinking, okay, I have nothing here. Like, can't pass lip gloss and card. Y'all, my grinder was in my bag.
Okay, good.
And
good.
Papers were in my bag. And he said, park your car. I said, oh. He just said park. I said,
okay.
He said, I was just like, fuck. Like, it didn't occur to me that, I mean, I know I should be carrying stuff like that around, but I've been carrying it around and it's like nothing has ever happened. I just got unlucky because maybe I was just with someone that was unlucky. So the luck kind of just trickled on, the unluckiness just trickled down to me. And they said, 500K. I said, We just looked at him like, oh, God, you know you're crazy. Like, let's be real here. Like, you know you're crazy. And the guy's just going on like, what are you talking about? I literally found contraband on you. Like, I could take y'all niggas to jail for drugs. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, there's no drugs on us, though. We have the equipment. What's to say we actually did the drugs? But anyway, we're not trying to play smart with a policeman at 1:30 a.m. But we're just like, yeah, this 500, you know you're talking shit. Like, let's just bull here. And at the end of the day, he collected 50K. From 500 to 50, you guys. He just needs to try his luck.
50K is even a lot. Are you guys
okay? You don't know what they're collecting from people on road. 50K was okay. And it was already dark. And I was just like, I was panicking.
There's no way I'm releasing more than 5K from my hand. Like,
babe, they literally found grinder and papers on me. At that point, 50K is like, what about okay, fair that?
Take me where you're taking me. There's no loud with me, motherfucker.
What? Yeah, no. Maybe because, first of all, Darren is yarning because she's not had experience with police in Lagos before. That's literally why she's running her mouth. My second experience with police. So I was just like, you know what? I'm not. It's okay. Just, it's fine. So we paid the guy and we're on our merry way. But it was just, and I was just also scared for my life. Like, first of all, he told us that we should go to an ATM, drove us to one shady ass Zenith Bank ATM. It's dark ass. It's just him. He has a gun. I'm a lady. There's a lot of things that could go wrong here. I'm just like, you know what? Let's just give this nigga what he needs and let's get the hell out of that.
It ain't even worth it. It ain't even worth it.
Guy, it's not worth it. He found it on us. He found it. And do you know what's killing me is that next time I picked up, I was ready to set up. I realized, shit, this guy confiscated my grinder, my papers. I had no equipment with me. I was like, shit, I forgot that even happened, man. But yeah. Shout out to my nigga for buying me grinder. Don't worry about that. But yeah.
Y'all know I had to say which.
I could say the same for you. What are you talking about? Like, yeah, they will say one random name. And I'm like, who is that? I'm not remember. Oh my god, that
no,
nigga?
But no, but do you know the problem? Do you know the problem with you? You don't listen to me. Because as things, be quiet. Because as things happen, I tell you, and you just decide not to register. So how is it my fault that I now tell you that, oh, so and so from that time has come back, you'll not be thinking is a new person. It's not. I told you when it happened.
No, I never think it's a new person. I just always forget, like, who is this person? So I just need, like, a brief overview. An exec briefing, literally, like, what happened? But once the name clicks, I then remember, oh, okay, this is the nigga that did this and that and didn't do this and that. Okay. Yeah, I get it.
I hate that you said and didn't do. Oh, God.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, because I mean, sometimes it's not about what they did, it's about what they didn't do. Thanks. Yikes.
That right. Even Shakespeare, I know they quote like that.
Guy, so. I said Shakespeare, he's taking those from me. Like, he's copying my notes, quite literally.
I'm trying to buy tickets for Dave's concert. Dave's having a concert February 21st. And I messaged Miriam, I was like, do you want to go? She was like, yeah. Tell me why.
Did she say
not even standing, sitting tickets. £165 each. If that's for not extortion, Dave? If that's not extortion, I don't know what's the extortion.
For Dave.
Anyway, we just closed the tab. We said we'll find out that way. We're going, though. Don't get it wrong. We're going, but we'll get them some of that capacity.
There is young, you guys are showing for whiskey. Then.
Thank you.
Hey. We don't pay for concerts over here.
Stop.
No, we actually don't pay. Speaking of whiskey, child.
But that was not my intention. I just it just fell into my lap and I thought,
I'm a grateful.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for your input. Very much appreciated. Speaking of whiskey, there was whiskey concerts in Lagos. Ali and I we just didn't go. Like, and then the next day we were looking at snaps, being like, this would have low-key been fun. But I can't lie, that day was actually a long day. I'm remembering why we didn't go. But it's also like we could have gone. Like, we were really about
you
it.
You could have made
it. We were literally saying that if Darren was here, we would have gone. Like,
yeah, because you know me, I would never say no.
Guy, to free whiskey, like, why not just go?
And I'm sure was it not a table? I'm sure it was a table.
Guy, like, we're just thinking we could have gone. Because it's like, the truth is, both of us are lazy. Like,
I think that's the beauty of the friendship. I'm the like enabler. I enable rubbish and shit always. Yes. Like I never say no.
For sure. Yeah. I feel like I could be the enabler sometimes. It just depends on the rubbish. Not all, but it depends. It's killing me because one of my friends, so there's this particular nigga in the mix or whatever. And she told me that all her friends have told her no about this guy. But because she knows I'll say yes. But because she knows I'll say yes, that's why she always comes to me like, oh, should I do this? And I always be like, girl, like, do it. Like, nah, that's type of rubbish me I be enabling. Because what's the worst that could happen? Let's be real. Like, what's the worst? Nothing. You enjoy yourself or you don't. That's it. Like, bruh. Like, one or the other. Fine. But yeah, no. We should have gone thinking about it now. Hindsight
is a beautiful thing. I'm also just remembering when Ali and I like went for a Burna Boy concert like 2 years ago, and we thought we heard gunshots, and we ran, and Aaliyah fell, and she had that thing. Remember when she had that thing on her hand, her palm?
Oh my God, is that where it happened?
Yes.
Shit.
It was. I think it was Christmas Day, like 2019 or something.
You unlocked a memory I thought I had, like. That shit was on her hand. She was not giving updates on. Okay, now it's
obviously it's hard to explain for people who can't see. But it's like, let's say your palm, right by your like under your thumb. Like if you open your hand, it was like an air bruise. Like there was air in it.
Yeah,
and then it was massive. But like you have to pop it and then peel your skin.
It sounds disgusting. I think
carpet burn. Yeah, it was skin, but there was like air inside.
Oh my god, that you just unlocked another memory. I shoved back in. Carpet burns are literally the worst. Fuck. And I used to have a lot as a child. Like they would just be dry and hot and No. You don't understand. Cause the house we grew up in was carpeted, and Sophie and I used to rock all the time. And imagine just pushing someone and them sliding along. Nah.
When I was in primary school, there was like one slide, literally one red. I will never forget one red slide. Oof. You slide into like a sandbox or whatever. And this is primary school in Lagos. Like, let's not get it twisted. The sun is hot, it's scorching. So you climb up the ladder at the back, whatever, enter the small tree house, play a little bit, then you slide down, you do whatever in sand, you run back. Like, that's your play time. Like, that's your break. Cool. So I've climbed up, I'm inside the tree house, I'm playing, whatever, whatever. And then I'm sitting like at the top of the slide. But like I'm looking down at everybody. I'm like laughing. I'm saying rubbish or whatever. Ha ha. And one boy is getting impatient. Like slide now. Like I want to slide too. Type.
Those are me. He pushes you.
I'm like relax. He now pushed me, and my uniform was skirts, because obviously in Nigeria they will get away with skirts. And he pushed me, and the side of my thigh just on the slide. Come and see this. Like. My skin literally peeled off because the slide was hot.
Guys,
till today, I still have that scar and I will never forget that boy. Anyway, I won't say his name.
Oh my gosh, wherever you are, we coming for you. Are you fucking crazy?
Like, we coming for you. Poop, 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 poop.
We coming for you. Bah, 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 bah. These are, you know, avid TikTokers.
TikTok. No, that's guys, I'm blowing on TikTok. Oh, small.
Don't kill me. Yeah, get us that. What do they call it? Creators Fund. I'll be waiting.
Get out
on TikTok. Just clock 1 million views first. Let's enroll. If somebody you in that can
tell me what the... he told me, throw it back. About what about. The fuck does about mean?
So I put this motherfucker, boy, come make a step back. I don't even know. Usually it's just random songs that blow on TikTok, and then from there, it now spirals into something. But one person I'm happy for that blew on TikTok, before she was already blown, but this her song really made her blow, is I Ain't Never Been With The Betty.
I don't like Drea.
Oh, as a person?
Yeah.
Why is she somehow? As a
private person. Yeah, she was being somehow.
But yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
I like, apart from that information, I don't know about that, but based on TikTok, like, she just seemed like a nice person. Anyway, scratch that.
Let me redeem her small. It's not like she's not a nice person, but, like, I went for, okay, so, you know that brand, Pamela, that, like, I wore on Instagram. Do you know those trousers that I wore with my essentials hoodie?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So that brand had a private party and I went to the party. Oh my goodness, Pamela, I've actually been meaning to tell you this. Cool. The owner of the brand, as per the creator of the brand, is Rastokio. Mm-hmm. As per Rastokio, the guy who sang As Fat, that song, or Show Us, stepped in the club. No,
oh,
you know,
my God.
Yeah. Rastokio is the owner of the brand. Oh, like, God, when I got there so and I saw him, random. I was like, what the fuck? Like, where am I?
That's so random. Yo.
Guy.
My little nigga that year put me onto Rastokio and I fell in love ever since. Like,
bro, those two songs, I'm Fat and Show Out.
And Show Out. Step in the club.
Yeah.
Hey, as you listen to those jams tonight.
Crazy jam. Anyway, okay. I derail from the story. So I guess it's the party or whatever, and obviously because of, like, even me, as I'm mentioning, like, okay, this guy has a song and a brand, and Drea obviously is like, she makes music and she's also a dancer and she has TikTok, like, type of people that were at the party were like people who are like close to blowing, like on the verge of blowing, but they haven't blown.
Creators, Shia,
like creators, and like their attitude just stank. Like, I don't know why you can't just be humble. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's something about, I'm almost out of the hood. I've almost made it. So now makes you feel like you're better than people. Yeah, so you're acting a way. So the party was dead as fuck. And I've been to Lelo before and I've had great fun at Lelo. But that one was just fucking, like, it was dead. Like, there wasn't anything. Like, Tammy and I had to leave. I went with Tammy. Like, we had to leave. There was nothing going on there.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I remember this, actually. I think I was on the phone with you before you got there.
Exactly.
Damn,
that's that event.
Yeah, it's just like, be humble. You're not even there yet. Like, chill. Like, why not just be nice so people can even say, oh my gosh, she was so, like, but then again, like, that's up to them. Sorry, Drea, nothing for
you. And you know what, things, it was obvious that the people there who were like semi-known were waiting for, like, because anybody could enter that party, you just had to like RSVP and go. It was obvious that they were waiting for like people to come up to them and be like, OMG, like,
lol,
like, because even Drea was trying to like dance, like, her dance and like whatever, and I was thinking, you want us to know,
stop,
who you are, so please, that we can come
stop.
You or what?
I guess it's secondhand embarrassment. Just stop. Like, things like this actually do me, though. I don't want to hear you. Like,
because
I can actually imagine her trying to do her TikTok dances in person, like, babe, chill now.
And obviously, because, you know, Tammy and I, we're not like in the British scene like that, but obviously, like, if you're blown, like, per se, we will know who you are. So we met these other people, like, in the smoking area, whatever, because the way the events was happening, there were two events happening in the same building, like, but we were on the top floor and there was something else happening on the middle floor, but you have to go to the ground floor to smoke. So we just met people in the smoking room that were not where we were, like, in the room we were in, and they were like, oh, can we come up with you, blah blah, like, is your own room more lit than ours, like, let's come and see, blah blah. So when they come up with us now, they're like, ah, like, the people who are here are like known, they're like in the industry, in the British, and Tammy and I are like, we don't know anybody here, like,
yeah,
like what are you talking about? But those people were washed that we had brought them up, like, they were like, yeah, we were just thinking, it's that people like you that they want in this party.
Do you understand? You guys were wasting space, like,
yeah.
Honestly, actually, you went there for vibes, guys went there to see their guys, like,
an experience, nonetheless. An experience.
I was literally about to say that, like, it's random, but you can at least say I went here, like, for this random ass bikini. But yeah, guys, we're back, and Yeah, that's what I can say. I don't want to give promises or whatever, but we're shy back. Hold this one. More to come. And thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys. See you in the next one.
Bye, guys.